Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, one of the top futurists in the world today, probably in the galaxy. And joebarker.com, I hope you check out that website. And and Joe, thanks again for being here. One of the things you and I have had some great conversations about over the last 9 years has been the idea of the climate change and But mostly from a perspective of research and what can be done to minimize the impact of humans on it in a common sense way, in a way that serves all of us and is not hysterical and religious. Yeah. And I appreciate that about you. So today you brought us a couple of things that I want you to talk to us about. First, talk to us quickly about the evaporation idea, the power generating evaporation.
This is tricky to talk short, so I'm going to invite your readers to go read about it, because that what I'm going to say requires more detail than we have time on. But we start with a very simple thing, which are bacterial spores. They are these little seeds, in a sense, that the bacteria create to protect themselves and wait for a time to come out. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, isn't it interesting that when you subject spores to humidity, they swell in size quite as significantly, percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. If you dry them out, they shrink. So these scientists, and this is what I love about scientists, they took a piece of tape, basically, like Kevlar, you know, very strong. They put a set of dashes on one side, and the dashes were made up of the spores. So a spore, a space, a spore, a space, a spore, a space. Then on the other side, they did the same thing, except that where there's a space on one side, there was a spore on the other. Then they subjected them. They were dry when they did this. They put them in a humid environment. They expanded in size, and, of course, because they expanded, they pulled that tape, and they closed the gaps between the space.
Energy.
Exactly, and not a trivial amount, a very substantial amount of energy. Then they hooked it to a piston, and they changed the environment, dry, wet, dry, wet, dry, wet. And it basically pulled this piston back and forth and generated electricity.
Wow.
Now, the crazy thing is it's really teeny, but the flip side is, who says you can't take a trillion of them?
Mm-hmm.
And it, as you said, power, just like that. So all of a sudden we're having people now say, and there's no CO2 being produced by this, by the way. This is CO2 free.
Mm-hmm.
It's bacterial. Mm-hmm. It is simple to do. And if you've got into mass production, the possibilities are serious.
Don't think of it, folks, as a bunch of spores in your car. Think of it as another step toward another breakthrough that could create something that would drive this. We're not saying this, that spores will drive your car in the future. We're saying this is the progression in the step to taking our natural world, other non-carbon things, and creating power from it.
Exactly.
Because 100 years from now, We may not have carbon driving our machines, but we're still going to have machines that are going to want to power.
Exactly.
In some way.
And
all right, let's move over quickly.
Pathway.
Let's move over quickly. Now, now, all my life, I've been reading popular science when I was a kid. Remember?
Yeah.
The kid, the flying car and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And one of the things that was written about at least 4 times a year was the friction. What am I trying to say? The zero friction engine. What's the word I'm trying to?
Well, you're basically a non-friction engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that could never be, except that.
Maybe so.
At the U.S. Department of Energy, Argonne National Labs. Again, notice national labs using federal funds.
Perpetual engine is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Perpetual engine.
Have found a new combination of graphene, and there's that graphene again.
Mm-hmm. Micron layer thick of carbon.
Yep. And they have arranged it in such a way that when you rub this material on two surfaces, it almost doesn't show any friction at all.
So it's 1 millimeter thick of graphite in yep. carbon, which in the form of graphene,
yep.
and then nano pieces of diamond.
Yep.
Tiny, tiny microscopic pieces of diamond.
Tiny pieces of diamond.
Into a compound, and they coat a surface.
Yep. And they slide past, the two surfaces slide past one another with almost no friction and no added lubrication.
So let's put this into modern vernacular.
Okay.
What if your pistons and your piston cylinders
yep.
were coated with this?
And your turbines and your jet engines.
Yeah.
And your diesel engines and your huge tankers.
Look at fuel efficiency.
Oh, it, again, it's one of these things that will change everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you've got a car.
And
that
I
really
see
have
this
oil
one. I see this one because see, we have other oils. There are oils that have been created that are high efficiency,
yep.
low friction oils and
yep.
lubricants that
yep.
we have that are real that are in the market right now.
Yep.
And this is something that could come to pass in a very short order, couldn't it?
Well, we know how to make the graphene, we know how to do the nano diamonds, and it's a matter of the manufacturing. And they did have one condition, which was interesting. They said it has to be in a dry environment.
Oh, really?
That if water gets in there, it messes up the process.
Ah.
But that's,
well,
you know,
well,
we
that's
seal
the same,
this stuff up all the time.
That's the same thing as a internal combustion engine.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get water in your oil.
Right. And the same thing with turbines. You don't
yeah.
want water
yeah.
in the bearings of a turbine either. So that's not
What are the economics? The industrial diamonds are not expensive, are they?
No, in fact, we know how to make them really easy.
Make them,
with
we can synthesize them, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that, folks? That's something I think we're going to be seeing coming at us from the future, thanks to a great report from my good friend Joel Barker. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.